18. Nathan. Hayden? Nathan said, surprised by Sheriff Duke's sudden appearance in the garage. Shit, I was worried about you.
No reason to worry, Natalia said. We're here.
I sent Pyro to the lab with Rico and Ike. We're going to take the neural interlink.
That's a good idea, Hayden said.
But you can call them up, we're a step ahead of you.
He turned slightly, revealing a large duffel slung across his back.
Comms are down. Did you notice?
Hayden tapped on his face beneath his eye.
Lost my glasses to a jackskluth. No comms.
We need to go, Natalia said. It breaks my heart, but the city's lost.
Hayden started toward the mod boxes on the left side of the garage.
We've got the APC powered up and ready to roll, Nathan said. We can take the interlink in it.
No, Hayden countered.
Too big and too slow. We're safer with something more maneuverable.
He continued to one of the mod boxes, a long, wide car with chained tires, spikes across the grille and baseboards, extra armor plating over the doors, hood, and roof, and steel bars protecting the windshield. He opened the large trunk and dropped the duffel inside.
At least let me take your daughter, Nathan said. She's safer in the APC.
She's safest with me, Hayden replied.
Don't argue, Nate, I'm not in the mood.
Nathan bit his lip to keep from snapping back at the comment.
Fine. We're planning to make a corridor through the city the survivors can use to escape.
What survivors? Hayden asked. Have you been outside? Sinisco is dead. The city is lost.
The interlink is our best chance, Natalia said. I don't know if it'll be enough.
The conversation was interrupted as another jackskluth tried its luck entering the garage. Nathan whirled on it, joining Lucius in the APC and cutting it down. It collapsed beside the other two.
What are we waiting for? Hayden asked.
Rico, Nathan replied, and the survivors from the bunker down below. Don't you want to get them out, Sheriff?
I've been down below. I told you there's nobody left. We need to move, Nate.
A few more of those tentacle monsters come down and we're going to be blocked in here.
Nathan stared at Hayden for a moment. He was acting a little strange, but then again, he knew how the losses were probably eating at him. They had gotten nearly 5,000 people out of Eden Rise. If Hayden was right, the two civilians he had met outside might be the only two left to save.
Roger that, Sheriff, Nathan replied.
I'll take point and get out ahead of them, Hayden said. If they try to chase me, you shoot them in the back. If they don't, we make it out with the interlink.
It was a solid enough plan.
Roger. Centurions, get ready to roll.
Hayden opened the driver's side door. The stairwell door flew open. Isaac burst through it, his eyes shifting from Nathan to Hayden.
Sheriff, he said, coming to a stop. You're here.
His gaze went from Hayden to Natalia.
Where's Ginny?
Hayden's expression shifted. Only for an instant, but Nathan noticed the change. A look of confusion. Like he didn't know who Ginny was. Isaac started shooting before Hayden could finish responding. The bullets slammed into his chest where webs of blue energy deflected them. The projections dropped. Hayden, Natalia, and Halya vanished, leaving the intellect behind. It wasn't like the other intellects Nathan had seen. They had been nearly identical to humans. This one was more alien. Its featureless head more elongated, its hands ending in three fingers, its limbs longer and leaner. He recognized the shape, though. He had seen it before at the USSF facility in the Nevada desert. He remembered how it had watched him and James leave the area. This one was an other, a true axon, or at least an intellect molded in the shape of the aliens rather than the shape of humans. It thrust out its hand, and a blast of blue energy flashed toward Isaac. He would have been killed by it, but a dark blur came through the door and tackled him, dragging him to the ground before the beam could strike. Nathan didn't look to see who had saved Isaac. He turned back toward the intellect, swinging his rifle into position. The intellect dropped a small disc onto the ground between them. A blue light rose from it, spreading out and up. Nathan started shooting, his rounds captured by the light, which sparked and flared the way the skin's shields did. Lucius tried shooting through the barrier too, the APC's heavy cannon producing a deafening roar in the space.
Large rounds smashed into the energy field, collapsing to the ground in front of it with large thunks.
"Hold your fire," Nathan yelled.
The intellect climbed into the car and closed the door. The vehicle hummed to life, its electric motor whining as it began to pull away. The blur that had tackled Isaac raced across the garage, angling for the other side of the barrier and giving Nathan a better look.
Hayden. The real Hayden.
He was almost moving faster than Nathan could track. He ducked behind the energy shield, coming to a stop beside one of the motorcycles as the Modbox and Interlink started up the ramp to the outside.
Hayden,
Nathan said, trying to get his attention. Hayden glanced up at him as he mounted the bike. The look in the sheriff's eyes caused Nathan to flinch. It was almost as inhuman as the intellect's lack of definition. He started the bike, the gas engine roaring to life. Kicking the stand up, he hit the throttle, the back wheel spinning for a second before gaining traction and sending him rocketing after the intellect.
General, Isaac said, getting back to his feet. We've got survivors on the way up.
Nathan walked over to the Axon shield. He leaned over and reached for the generator on the ground. Electricity arced from the base to his gloved hand, causing him to jump back as an overload warning flashed across his HUD.
We need to get them out of here alive, Nathan said.
What about Sheriff Duke? Isaac asked. Nathan looked back to the exit ramp, shivering again when he remembered the look in Hayden's eyes. It was a look he knew a little too well. He'd had the same one when his wife was murdered.
If he can't catch up to that thing, nobody can,